That was Adele with Set Fire to the Rain on your PM Power Play on Power 1575, the Eagles serving America's best. I'm Lance Corporal Gabriel Durand, and I'm going to be talking about Black History Month this hour, so keep it right here for that. And the next song is Alanis Morissette with Reason I Drink, right here on Power 1575. Was Alicia Keys on your PM Power Play on Power 1575, the Eagle serving America's best. And right now, this hour, we're going to be talking about Black History Month. And Black History Month takes place throughout February, and it celebrates African Americans and people of African descent and their contributions to our culture. And since America is such a diverse and blended country, that's why we celebrate the different cultures of our nation. And some of the ways that you can celebrate Black History Month are by looking into some of the traditions, the history, the culture, and the accomplishments of African Americans. And this month, I'm going to be highlighting important and influential African American heroes and their accomplishments. So stay tuned in to learn about some great people. Today, I'm going to be talking about a pretty awesome soldier. But right now, I've got your weather.
Here's your Iwakuni weather.
Right now it's 50 degrees and cloudy and rainy, and it's cooling down. It was pretty nice throughout the week, and yeah, today is just, you know, cloudy and rainy. But, you know, that's alright. It's going to cool it down so it won't be too hot all the time. Your sun's going to be going down at 6:03 p.m. and your current currency exchange rate is 103 yen to the US dollar. I got all this information for you courtesy of the AFN Pacific app, which is free to download off the iOS and Android app store. And while you're checking that one out, be sure to head over to Facebook and Instagram and like and follow our page at AFN Iwakuni for a lot more great content from around the air station. That's all I got for you right now. Got some more music headed your way in just a bit. That was Niall Horan with Nice to Meet Ya on your PM Power Play on Power 1575, the Eagle serving America's best. I'm Lance Corporal Gabriel Durand, and this hour, today we're talking about Black History Month, and during Black History Month we celebrate it by looking into the great accomplishments and heroic actions made by people of African descent and in the military. Since we're all a family, we're all brothers and sisters, and we come from many walks of life, it's important to celebrate each other. And today we're going to be talking about U.S. Army First Lieutenant John Warren Jr., who gave the ultimate sacrifice to take care of his fellow soldiers during the Vietnam War. Stay tuned in to hear how he was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor. But right now, I got some more music headed your way after some news. Thanks for tuning in to your PM Power Play on Power 1575, the Eagle serving America's best. I'm Lance Corporal Gabriel Durand, and this hour, right now, we're talking about Black History Month. We're talking about an Army soldier who gave the ultimate sacrifice for his fellow soldiers and did a lot to help them out. And he has a pretty incredible story. First Lieutenant Warren distinguished himself at the cost of his life while serving as a platoon commander. Whilst moving through a rubber plantation to reinforce another friendly unit, they came under fire from an enemy force. And with no regard to his own safety, Lieutenant Warren, with several of his men, began maneuvering through the hail of enemy fire toward the enemy position. When he had come within 6 feet of one of the enemy bunkers and was preparing to toss a hand grenade into it, an enemy grenade was suddenly thrown into the middle of his group. And thinking of his men, First Lieutenant Warren fell in the direction of the grenade, shielding his men from the blast. He died during that explosion, but his action at the cost of his life saved 3 men from serious or mortal injuries. First Lieutenant Warren's ultimate action of sacrifice to save the lives of his men, incredibly brave, and reflects great credit on him and the U.S. Army, and he was awarded the Medal of Honor posthumously. And before he was killed, he was noted to have been giving last rites to seriously wounded and killed soldiers and treating those that he could while they were injured. So he's definitely a brave and heroic person, and it's great to celebrate people like that. It's, you know, uncommon valor was a common thing back then, and pretty awesome. And right now, I've got your weather.
Here's your Iwakuni weather.
Right now it's 50 degrees and cloudy and kind of rainy outside. Your sun's going to be going down at 6:03 and your current currency exchange rate is 103 yen to the US dollar. I got all this information for you courtesy of the AFN Pacific app, which is free to download off the iOS and Android app store, so be sure to check it out. And while you're at it, head over to Facebook and Instagram and like and follow our page at AFN Iwakuni for a lot more great content from around the air station. That's all I got for you right now. Got some more music headed your way in just a bit.
All right, that's it for me. You've been great. Good night, everybody.
It's the PM Power Play on Power 1575, saying goodbye.
Hasta la vista, baby.
From ABC News.